In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. In today's Gospel reading from St. Mark, we hear several words today and several phrases that are quite interesting if we really think about them. But I think out of all these words, there's one word and really one action I think to be among the most interesting words in today's gospel, one that I think is truly amazing. And this word is kind of almost too big to talk about or even understand sometimes in the context of this particular part of the gospel. It's when St. Mark tells us that Joseph of Arimathea took courage. He took courage. Now, what does it mean when St. Mark tells us that Joseph of Arimathea took courage? As a matter of fact, why did he have to become courageous in the first place? And to answer this question, I think it's important to remember that our Lord and Savior had just been crucified, and the Jewish leaders were out for the hunt. They were looking to accuse anyone associated with our Lord. And the disciples and the other followers of Jesus were in fear and they were in hiding. It was dangerous to go and ask for the body of Jesus at this time, who was considered to be a criminal. But you know what? Courage doesn't care about danger. Do you know what courage really cares about, dearly beloved? It's really only one thing. True Christian courage is based on one single virtue. Can anyone guess what this virtue is? It's love. It is love. Where there is love for God, there is no fear. Now, I don't mean that we don't have an emotional response known as fear, but it means that we won't be paralyzed with fear when difficult times arise in our lives, in our own lives, and in our own circumstances. Sure, Joseph of Arimathea was probably frightened when he did this. Otherwise, St. Mark wouldn't have told us that he had to take courage, right? But he knew he had to do it out of his love for our Lord. His heart and his love for our Lord compelled him to do it. And so he took courage, and he did it. And he went and asked for our Lord's body, and he received it to be buried. He placed it in his own tomb, as we heard, very quickly, in order to abide by the Jewish Sabbath, which was quickly approaching by that time at sunset. But as we heard, Joseph of Arimathea was not the only person in this particular gospel that exercised this type of grace-filled courage. We also hear about the myrrh-berry women, who also took courage, because they were doing something, again, that was very dangerous. And not only this, they really had no idea how they were going to accomplish what they had set out to do. In the gospel, we hear that there was a gigantic stone. And we know that there was a gigantic stone in front of the tomb that had to be rolled away, probably by many men using some type of lever or something like that in order to just roll away this giant stone. And not only that, but the tomb itself was guarded by the best of the best, the elite soldiers of the Roman legions, the centurions, hard men who were battle-tested and would not hesitate to kill. And they certainly were not going to help roll away that stone, and certainly were not going to let anyone near the tomb, as they had been ordered to do, for that matter. The women probably had no idea how they were going to get inside that tomb. But they did it. They took courage and they went. Where there is love for God, again, this perfect love cast out fear. We too have to aim for this type of love for God, brothers and sisters, and this type of courage that love brings us. Now, an interesting thing about all of this, a very important thing about the courage of Joseph and the myrrh-bearing women, is that what they were doing was actually because of a misunderstanding. Our Lord said multiple times in His earthly ministry throughout the New Testament that He would rise from the dead. He made that very, very clear. And in retrospect, they understood it. They understood it to be clear. So what need would they have had to anoint the body? None. They would have had none. Our hymns even say that, "Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is alive. The angel sitting inside the tomb proclaims when they arrive." But they thought He was dead prior to arriving to the tomb. The myrrh-bearing women were going on an errand for someone that wasn't even there. But they didn't know that at the time. But they still had courage with what they knew, with their understanding at the time. And they acted out of love. But the fact that the myrrh-bearing women were doing something that showed that they did not understand exactly what the Lord had been talking about for the past 3 years is not important. I just point that out. But what is important in light of this is that they were willing to put aside themselves out of love for our Lord. And it's this love, again, that we must apply in our own lives. If there is one thing that I learned throughout my law enforcement career, is that there is a lot of misguidance in the world. I often experienced things happen that were completely unrelated to what I thought was going to happen. And I learned by being in law enforcement that this is probably the way that it is with us. But we still have to act on what we know with courage. And that which we know, my friends, is the truth of our faith. We shouldn't be afraid to proclaim the truth of our risen Lord. We should act on what we know because of our love for God and His love for us. We will have many, many, many opportunities today, tomorrow, the rest of our lives to always act with courage and love for God. And let us not, my friends, squander these opportunities, but take the example of today's gospel reading. And as for any misguidance that we might have along the way, let us repent of this misguidance and turn our eyes toward God. And when we do find ourselves in those times, whatever they may be, which call us to take courage, let us pray to God for enlightenment. And God always will give and enlighten those who love Him with courage. Courage comes out of a deep longing to be with God, a deep love for Him. Now, we don't have to be a deep theological scholar to love God, but we do have to desire to know the things of God. I would say that this isn't possible to do if we don't cultivate our love for God through prayer, through fasting, through reading of the Scriptures, and through the sacramental life of the church. Otherwise, our hearts grow cold and we can easily be led astray. By cultivating our love for God, we thus in turn become soldiers who are called to service for God. The Scripture says the kingdom of heaven is being won by violence. I think we know that Scripture verse. But this violence, my dear friends, is our courage to proclaim the truth of Christ in a world that denies it. So let us follow the example of the myrrh-bearing women and of Joseph, who acted with boldness and with courage. Now, the courage they possessed was given to them by God because they couldn't have possessed it on their own. It was given to them because of their love for our Lord, not because of their knowledge of our Lord. So let us be like these holy saints, my dear brothers and sisters in Christ. Let us cultivate our love for Him who died on the cross and rose again for our sake. Let us be bold in the opportunities that are given to us to be bold, to be courageous. And in those times when we are not courageous, when we are afraid to make the sign of the cross in front of people we don't know, or at our business meetings, or when we are afraid to speak out when people are saying things that are wrong, or when we feel we have no moral authority because of our sins, let us look to God with love for Him and be bold. If we have courage before God, it is because of love for Him that we have the courage to proclaim all that is true. When we are confronted with frightening and difficult situations, which we all will be, let us stand before our Creator who sustains us and look to Him with love and faith and proclaim like the prophet Samuel, "Here I am." That no matter what it is, do it. There are many things all of us need to do, but it starts with loving God. And the love of God will always wash away the fear and replace it with that grace-filled courage. May God grant us it. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.